Chapter 15. Overcome fear because you have absolute faith in God. Your faith in God should be very strong now that you have read these magnificent spiritual truths about God being with you all the time. You have seen that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit make their permanent home in your heart if Jesus Christ is your Savior. In this chapter, we will look into God's Word for encouraging truth about being set free from all fear, because Jesus Christ is the Word, the truth that will set you free. You will trust God completely if your faith in Him is deep, strong, and unwavering. Every aspect of your life will be centered around Him. He will guide you throughout every day of your life. Quote, "A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure," unquote. Proverbs 16, verse 9, Amplified. You can turn to the Lord with absolute faith that He will direct your steps. He knows exactly what to do when you do not know what to do. Quote, "The Lord knows how to rescue the godly out of the temptations and trials," unquote. 2 Peter 2, verse 9, Amplified. You must not be afraid when you face seemingly difficult problems that appear to have no solution. Meditate continually on God's Word with absolute faith in God, who sent His Son to take your sin. Know the Bible. Know the Father. Know the Son. Know the Holy Spirit. Know the Word of God. God wants you to be able to reach down inside of yourself to draw up the right promises that pertain to any specific area of need in your life. You should begin by trusting God for the small everyday needs in your life. Be faithful in what God has put before you to do. Do all things for the glory of God. The Holy Spirit will help you. Your faith and trust in God will increase. Jesus said, quote, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much," unquote. Luke 16, verse 10, Amplified. We will give some instructions in this book about increasing your faith in God. You can find many additional instructions about increasing your faith in God in our book titled Unshakable Faith in Almighty God, and in our scripture meditation cards titled Continually Increasing Faith in God. Your Father wants your faith in Him to be completely independent of circumstances. Satan's demons will try to cause you to be afraid when circumstances are not going the way you would like them to go. If you have deep, strong, and unwavering faith in God, the circumstances you face will not deter you. Your life will not be based on what happens or what doesn't happen. Satan's demons will want your life to be governed by the seeming severity of the problems you face. Your Father continually emphasizes that He wants you to have absolute faith in Him, regardless of the seeming severity of any adversity you face. You sin against God if you do not. Quote, "Whatever does not originate and proceed from faith is sin. Whatever is done without a conviction of its approval by God is sinful," unquote. Romans 14, verse 23, Amplified. You have learned that your Father has told you more than 300 times in His Word that He does not want you to be afraid. If you disobey these instructions from God, you are sinning. God will forgive you. Go to Him and admit that you have sinned by being afraid. Repent of this sin. Ask your loving Father to forgive you. He will forgive you. Quote, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness," unquote. 1 John 1:9, King James. Trust God completely, regardless of the seeming severity of any adversity you face. Quote, let us all come forward and draw near with true, honest, and sincere hearts in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith, by that leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness. Unquote. Hebrews 10:22, Amplified. We like the amplification at the end of this verse. Your Father instructs you to lean on Him always. He instructs you to have absolute trust and confidence in Him. God's supernatural power will come into manifestation in your life as you place your trust and confidence in Him. Quote, as you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives, and conduct yourselves in union with and conformity to Him. Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded on Him, being continually built up in Him, becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith. Unquote. Colossians 2:6-7, Amplified. You receive Jesus Christ as your Savior by having absolute faith that He really did leave the glory of heaven to pay the full price for your sins by dying a horrible death from crucifixion. Your Father wants you to have faith throughout your life, just as you did when you were saved. He wants every aspect of your life to revolve around Him. He wants your faith in Him to be so deeply rooted that you will never be afraid of anything, because you will always turn to Him with complete confidence. Your Father has given you His Word, the Bible, that is filled with thousands of specific instructions and promises from Him. He wants you to continually learn and obey His instructions. He wants you to trust Him totally, completely, and absolutely. As we explained in chapters 8 through 10, your faith in God should be solidly anchored upon your heart being filled with His Word through consistent scripture meditation. If you meditate day and night on God's Word, you will fill your heart with the Word of God. As your ears hear your mouth continually speaking God's Word as you meditate on it, your faith in God will steadily increase. Quote, the Word, God's message in Christ, is near you, on your lips, and in your heart. That is the Word, the message, the basis and object of faith. Unquote. Romans 10:8, Amplified. Fear will not be able to overcome you if your mind and your heart are filled with God's Word through consistent Bible study and scripture meditation over a sustained length of time. Quote, let the Word spoken by Christ the Messiah have its home in your hearts and minds and dwell in you in all its richness. Unquote. Colossians 3:16, Amplified. God did not intend for His Word to have its home on a desk, shelf, or bookcase. The Bible will not be effective in your life just because it sits on a piece of furniture in your home. The Bible will only be effective to the degree that it fills your mind and heart. If your heart is filled with God's Word, you will not allow seemingly difficult problems to cause you to be afraid. You will be like the young boy named David, who is able to defeat a mighty giant named Goliath. David was not afraid when he faced Goliath. David had absolute faith that the same God who previously had delivered him from a fierce lion and a powerful bear would give him victory over this giant. If you have steadily increased your faith in God over a period of years, you will be able to go back to times in the past when God brought you safely through adversity. You will not be afraid, you will be like David, who said, quote, "The Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine," unquote. 1 Samuel 17, verse 33, Amplified. We see another example of great faith in God in the following story about an elderly man and his wife. When Abraham was 100 years old and his wife was 90, God told Abraham that Sarah would give birth to a son. Even though this statement seemed to appear physically impossible at their advanced age, Abraham's faith in God was so strong that he had absolute faith that God would do exactly what he promised to do. Quote, "Being not weak in the faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform." Unquote. Romans 4, verses 19 through 21, King James. Know what God has promised to do. Have absolute faith in God and His promises. He does not want your faith in Him to waver, regardless of the seeming severity of any problems you face. We have shared with you many great spiritual truths about meditating day and night on God's Word. If you obey these instructions, your ears will consistently hear your mouth boldly speaking the Word of God as you meditate. Your faith in God will increase steadily as a result. Quote, "Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ." Unquote. Romans 10, verse 17, NIV. Faith in God increases when your ears consistently hear the Word of God. Your faith in God can increase when you hear other people boldly speaking the Word of God, but your faith in God will increase the most when your ears hear your mouth boldly speaking the Word of God. You should speak God's Word when you meditate on it. Your ears should hear God's Word consistently pouring out of your mouth as you meditate day and night on the Holy Scriptures. Your faith in God will increase steadily as this process is repeated over a period of months and years. Your Father wants your faith in Him to be so deep, so strong, and so unwavering that you will never be afraid of anything. You should trust God totally, completely, and absolutely. You should be like the psalmist who said, quote, "He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken." Unquote. Psalm 62, verse 6, NIV. The word "alone" in this verse is very important. Your Father wants you to have absolute confidence in Him, even if every source of worldly security is disintegrating. He does not want your faith in Him to waver because of the circumstances you face. Quote, "O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man who trusts in You, leaning and believing on You, committing all and confidently looking to You, and that without fear or misgiving." Unquote. Psalm 84, verse 12, Amplified. Your Father will bless you abundantly as you trust Him completely and lean on Him always. You must not be afraid, regardless of the seeming severity of whatever problems you face. In this chapter, we have studied several verses of Scripture that will help you to trust God completely when you are tempted to be afraid. In the next chapter, we will study additional Scripture that will help you to steadily increase your faith in God so that fear will not be able to overcome you.